On this week's Arts Page, we continue our discussion with Jamaican artist Professor Brian McFarlane ahead of his March 2018 exhibition at the Olympia Gallery in St. Andrew. Stay tuned. After lecturing, painting, and exhibiting his work across five continents, Portland-born Professor Brian McFarlane has returned to Jamaica for a milestone exhibition, Fragments of Time 2, which attempts to capture his over 40 years of work in the world of art. The 2012 Musgrave medalist visited JIS Radio Studio 58A to discuss the showing, which kicks off on March 15.
That exhibition is March, and the public opening and reception is March 15th. And it will go until April 25th. We will also have some discussion periods where we'll have a panel, and I will try to come back to speak about the work and engage with the public in a more direct way. This is a kind of culmination. It's very difficult to take your art from different parts of the world and traveling, and it's very difficult to get art to the customs in Jamaica. It's always like a phenomenal challenge. So that needs to be reformed. That needs some serious work in terms of how they do that. All other countries are happy to take our talent and just let people just flow into their country with it. But our own country, when I come back, that's a problem. I'm sorry whether I had to raise this. In fact, it would have been a much more successful retrospective had it not been such a problem bringing back work.
What sort of difficulties have you faced getting your work into the island?
For one, they want to charge you a duty on the work. Sometimes I'm working on a piece and I want to take it back to Jamaica to complete it and then leave it here. But then they'll say, oh, you have to pay for that. You know, how much is that work? That's fundamentally it. That's why I've not had a lot more shows in the greater sense, because that problem is major.
So that leads to the next question. Yeah. You could have set up, as a global citizen, you could have set up an exhibition anywhere else in the world.
Yes.
Why did you come home?
Because it's the most important place. Home is where everything is, where my psyche resides, you know. Home is that, irrespective of how you might go beyond and climb the mountains and the valleys and swim the deepest sea. The fact is that home, there's no place like home, be it ever so humble. And I don't, when I go about the place as ambassador of Jamaica, I don't go about trying to be someone else. I'm always a Jamaican, and essentially I'm very proud of it, because I think the best people in terms of talents and their humanity and spirituality comes from Jamaica. We see the kind of misogyny and hate coming from the West right now.
Let's weigh in on that a little bit.
Yeah.
How does art, especially fine art, help to change the discourse promoting unity and awareness, social transformation, and the encouragement of bringing people together?
There's a lot of writing that has been done throughout history about our history as people coming from a descent of Africa. And then there are a lot of objects that defines who we were in an inescapable manner visually. When you look at those objects, you see right away who you are, where you're coming from, and why the object look a certain way. People can tell you and use words and use writing and document all kind of things and say everything about a people. But the fact is that the objects from time immemorial are there to teach us, to instruct us about our past. Art cannot necessarily get up and transform a society the way revolutions have in terms of guns and knives and stick and stones. But the fact is, it is about the inner and the mental transformation that takes place in how you define yourself as an individual. Art does that. It awakens discussions about some of the most profound aspects of the human spirit, the human existence, more than many of the fuss and fighting type bangarang can do. Art brings people together.
Jamaican-born professor of painting and drawing at the University of Massachusetts, USA, Brian McFarlane. This exhibition at the Olympia Gallery next month will be his first solo exhibition in Jamaica in over 13 years. For more details, visit brianmcfarlane.net or theolympiagallery.com. That's all we have time for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.